cardio exercise. We're not doing it because we enjoy it. So now it's not a 90 Shabbos, but it's for health. So that's the shaila of what the halacha is. It's up to Mechaber like this. Ain't Laritz for Shabbos. What?
Having to do it for exercise and enjoying a walk is not a steer.
No, I'm saying, you mean the actual walk itself? Oh, you mean just to look around or the walk itself? Some people usually don't look forward to going for walking. You have to do it because you have to do it. There are people that enjoy. I'm saying that's what we're going to see.
All right. I don't enjoy running.
But that's what we'll see. So the Mechaber says like this. Ein laritz b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to run on Shabbos. Elam kein l'dvar mitzvos. You are allowed to run on Shabbos. It's not like it's never allowed to run. Kagan, you're allowed to run to shul. Like anything similar to running to shul, you're allowed to run. You can run to a shir. Rabbi Vosner writes, if it's raining outside, you're allowed to run too. You're running for the reason of whether it's shul. You're not running because of exercise. You're running because there's a tzairich. So if it's raining and you run home, you're allowed to run. That's the pashut mechaber. Va'asal of sayah, what's considered running? Va'asal of sayah, yaisam amav si'ad. You're not allowed to take a step, which is more than an amma. That's the normal amount. Even though maybe when we walk, it's a little bit more. Between 1 foot and the next foot, about 2 feet. More than that, so usually when you're going to be taking a brisk walk, a very fast walk, or you're running, it's going to be more than that. In Afshaloi, the pachas, if you can do less, then don't. Do more than a psia, because usually that's a jump or a run, and that you would be allowed to do. Why are you not allowed to run on Shabbos? Zok the Mishnah Berurah. When you walk on Shabbos, it has to be different than the weekday. During the week, we're always running. We're running after Iskod. But after Chol, really, during the week, you're not allowed to run either because you lose 1/500th of your eyesight. But by Shabbos, there's an Avera. So on Shabbos, there's an Isra. Running on Shabbos, if it's not for a Dvar Mitzvah, is then going to be a problem of Shalayiluchach b'Shabbos kiluchach b'chol, not in the Torah, but it is an iser of Dibrei Kabbalah, and that we would have to refrain from because of this pasuk. So we're going to see there's two parts. Part one is running because it's not covered Shabbos, and that's a pasuk of Shaluchach b'Shabbos. And we do see that if it is a Tzairich Shabbos, Beis HaKnesses, a Shir, it's Mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Who adin shasul lekpoitz, you can't jump." Not only running, jumping is not, that's not how we, that would be the way you would do it during the week. Yaisa me'ame, we just said, the Mishnah Berurah explains what's an ame, but that's the normal amount between 1 foot and the other foot. That would be a normal step. Of course, a larger person with larger steps, it's kafi, the normal amount that he would, when he would take a walk. Mechaber continues, now we're up to Sif Beis. Children that run, they have a good time running, they play tag, they play other games. Bachurim hamis angim, they have an einig when they jump or they run. That's mutter, so they're playing a game. Keilero is called abishem is angim, but they're going to see anything that they can enjoy. Keimutter latayel, Ramah does say you're allowed to be matayel. That, of course, we're going to see in a minute in the Magen Avram. But we have over here the Mechaber is telling us that if you enjoy the running itself, then it's mutter. The children enjoy running. They enjoy, we're going to see, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, if they want to jump rope, although we just said you're not allowed to jump. But if the children or teenagers enjoy jumping rope, so that's Einik Shabbos to them. Einik Shabbos, we don't have the problem. And we see over here also, you're allowed to run to Davish HaMesan Gimba. I'm running to see something. I heard that there's something going on, I want to run there. So the Mechaber says, you're allowed to. Chayn Lira is called Davish HaMesan Gimba. We're going to see, it seems from the Taz, we're going to have to analyze that too, because I'm running because to see something which is an ayinim. So when I'm actually doing exercise at the end, well, whenever we do exercise, I assume most of those that do exercise, after you do it, you feel good. So you know that the actual walk, maybe I would have to go walking again, I have to go, I'm jogging, or I'm whatever other exercise, I'm going swimming. Usually the actual mice itself is not so enjoyable. Afterwards, you feel good. Is that going to be similar to this? Lirois kodav eshemis an gimba. I'm running to go see something which is enjoyable, so that's fine. I'm not, that's Einik Shabbos, that I'm going to see something which is enjoyable, so I'm going to run to do it. Would that also fall into this? As we just said, you can go take a teal. It doesn't explain what this teal is all about. Zok the Magen Avram. So let's see the Magen Avram. Says the Magen Avram, Afilu kavanase l'samel. Even if your intent is to be l'samel. Now l'samel means amelus. So what does amelus mean? You're working your body. So even though I'm not, when the Rama says I'm allowed to be metayo, so I'm taking a walk. Let's just translate it for now. That's what it means. Even though when I'm walking, I'm doing it because of amel. I want to do exercise. So it's ulischamim bekach. My body heats up. It's healthy. We'll see. Is that called refuah or not? A very important question. When we're exercising, is that refuah? If it's considered a part of refuah, so now we have another question we have to discuss. Besides shalai iluchach, you're not allowed to walk on Shabbos the way you walk during the weekday. But we have an iser of refuah. Avil says the Magen Avraham. So to be metayel, to take a walk, even if I'm walking for exercise, clearly seems you're allowed to do that. Avil asalaretz. You're not allowed to run kidei l'schamim if you wanted l'schamim. Again, we're going to have to see if that's the same thing that we're doing as exercise. But you want your body to heat up, and that's amel. That would you're not allowed to do it. Clearly, the Magen Avraham says that. It's Sarachi, in fact, the Magen Avraham, what do you mean? But I'm misanig the kach, I enjoy that. You see, he's asking our question. I have Evan Ainik, so why is it Asr to run? Why would the Tesefta, they all bring down this Tesefta, Asr arts? Why are you not allowed to run? I am enjoying it. If you're enjoying it, we just saw that children that are enjoying are allowed to do it. It's Sarach Laimar, Sha'isil Rafua. Oh, so we're talking about you doing it for Rafua, Kamasha Kasav Shimon. What does this all mean? Isn't that what l'sama l'schamin generally anyway would seem to mean for refuah? Let's see the Machzah Shekel, and the Machzah Shekel explains a little bit more what the Magen Avraham is trying to say. He on the words that the Magen Avraham says, I the homisang. Chayr my kosher. The Machzah Shekel says, what's the Magen Avraham's question? When I'm running, I don't enjoy it. Like most of us when we do exercise afterwards, kishesam over here, we sweat. And now we feel good. So what's the Magen Avraham's question of homicide? You're not misanig when you're running. El al karchach, says the Machzah Shekel. The Magen Avraham, seriously, what does the Magen Avraham hold? Afilu ein misanig v'shasritza. Magen Avraham holds that even if I don't enjoy it while I'm running, but I enjoy it afterwards, it's mutter. That's how the Machzah Shekel explained. Therefore, he has a question. Mikarech kushuzu. He has a question on the Tosefta. Why does the Tosefta say that it's also larot kidei l'schamim? Even though when I'm running, I'm not enjoying it, but I do have the einig after. The tzarech l'saneg b'shas ritza. I'm Magen Avraham Kasa, the tzarech l'aymer. The Mairi, what are we talking about? You're doing it for refuah. Oh, you're doing it for refuah. So then, even if it's l'saneg, you have to remember, then it's also, because I'm doing it for refuah.
I always say by things by drinks that could be done, that some people do a refuah, some people drink it stam, you'll have to drink.
Right, very good. So that's what we're going to see. That's very good. That's what we're going to get to. But if it's nicker to the world, then it would be also.
So why is it nicker? Some people enjoy it, and some people that's why it's nicker.
Very good. So that's what we have to see. It would seem that it's not nicker, but everybody knows that if you're running, why are people jogging? Most people that are
jogging is walking. There's different.
That's what we have to see. So we have to go through each one. Very good. That's what we're going to go through each one.
People which
one?
Do it every day.
I know, but it's nicker that they're doing. Why they're doing it? So again, let's just clarify. That's why I need everybody's help over here to get to the final halacha. Because like I said when I started, there are different. No, exactly what I want to get to is what we're discussing here. Because you'll see that it splits into how the halacha is. We'll have to see what I want to learn. That's what I'm trying to see with the oilam is. Help me out is to see what you think when we come to the final halacha. Once again, let's just go through the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that if you're doing it for refuah, it's asr, although. There's einig involved over here, but I do it for refuah, it's going to be aser. And the Machzah Shekel is explaining the Magen Avraham that it really would have been mutter to run. As we said, you could run, although right now I don't enjoy it, but you're doing it for refuah. Mashma, if you're not doing it for refuah, clearly that seems to Magen Avraham. I am running, I'm not doing, whatever that means, we have to understand what refuah means. But if whatever is not under the title of refuah, I enjoy running. I'm not doing it for refuah. I just enjoy running. So then the Magen Avraham will agree that it's mutter because he said I'm misanig bekach. It's only a problem because you're doing it for refuah. But I'm not doing it because I actually enjoy it. Okay, so let's go to the Mishnah Brura writes also because when the Mishnah Brura says v'chei mutter l'tayel. Teal is one thing, as Rami just said, that's one thing, and then there's running. Afilu chetchila. Walking definitely is mutter if it's an einig. What's called walking? Not brisk walking, well, maybe not, maybe yes. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah. It's interesting how he quotes the halacha over here, and we're going to learn the Sharatiyah because he then explained a little bit. It's a little hard to understand some of the shittas over here, but let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see what's his final halacha. If it's a teal and I'm walking, even if I'm doing it because of health reasons, mikamakam shari tzmuta, as we just said, because refu is only aser when it's mukham also. No one knows why I'm doing it. People go for walking because they go. We want to go for a walk. You go for a walk with your wife. Again, but I'm not talking about a brisk walk because that we'll have to see about. Avul asalara, it's to run. No. Even she is chamim refuah. Even the mukha milsa, everybody can tell. And now it's chika samamonim. Hi, what's chika samamonim? I'm not taking medication for this. It's not a pill. So the Mishnah Berurah, I don't want to go through all the halachas and milsa refuah, but the Mishnah Berurah discusses that in those days there were ways to get you to sweat with pills. So now you're running and you're sweating. It's health reasons. Although the actual running is not going to lead to chika samamonim, but it could, because if you don't want to run, they used to give you pills. Says the Ram, how does the Mishnah Berurah end off here? V'yesh machmirim, and there are those that are machmir. I feel b'til. Even if you're taking a walk, if your kavan is l'refuah, it's aser. Shail is what? So up until this v'yesh machmirim, everything was perfect. When you're walking, I don't care what I'm doing it for. No one can tell why I'm doing it. Mutar on Shabbos. Comes along the v'yesh machmirim. And they say even b'til, if my kavan is lis amel, it's going to be awesome. Who's the one who says this? So
you look at the kavan of him or the one looking? That's what I'm saying. Looking at both.
Yeah, we look at both because he could be doing it for refuah, but if it doesn't look like refuah to the world, it's mutter. Very good. He could be doing. Right. I could be doing this because I want to go walking because of health reasons.
People see that a little more.
Right. So we have two parts here. We have what you're doing. What are you doing it for? Because it has to be. Don't forget, we have to be Einik Shabbos here too. We have two problems we're going to have to take care of. You are dealing with, is this an Einik Shabbos for you? That we can take care of, that you can tell me at the end it's an Einik for you, like you said. But we still have to always deal with the other problem, that what does it look like to the world? Comes the Eliyahu Rab, sort of, in the Shaare Tzion, he quotes, the Eliyahu Rab. I looked at the Eliyahu Rab inside, a little bit difficult to understand why it would be Asur, but he says, he just learns the Levush, and they bring down the Tesefta. It's very, very difficult to understand why they would hold that it's Asur. Comes the Shaare Tzion and says further, Amnam, he brings the Rambam down, that the Rambam agrees with them, that if your kavana is for health reasons, even teal, even a regular walk, is going to be awesome. Now look what now this is very important. The next five lines here really is the path for us to get to the final halacha. Because he talks about why are you running? Why am I running? I'm running because I want an appetite. You want an appetite, so you go walking before you go eat. You want an appetite? Mimagen Avraham mashma. From the Magen Avraham, it's mashma mutter. Why is it mutter according to the Magen Avraham? Very good. Although I don't enjoy running right now, but at the end, I'm going to have an einik. Oh, so then it's mutter. Because the Magen Avraham, and he doesn't call this refuah. Again, it's not refuah. I want an appetite. There's nothing wrong with me. How do I get an appetite? I'm going to go walking. Then he brings the Achim B'taz. You see, that's what I'm saying. Without learning Magen Avraham and Taz inside, you don't know what the Shaare Tzion is talking about. Achim B'taz Isa, that it's Asr. Why does the Taz hold it's Asr? Because the Taz says, right now, I'm being Mitzar. I don't look at what's going to be. The Taz says, I have an Einig at the end. Doesn't help. Now, how do you learn the Halacha I said to you before? You're running to be Mis'anig? We'll have to understand how the Taz learns that Halacha. Look what he writes here. Zok the Shaare Tzion. V'af the time of Mishum Deritze Gufa Lechashiva Dayin Tainus, like we just said. Vim came with Fima Disayvim Habeh Reinim Bezeh. We don't look like the Taz anyway. Mimelus Shari Gam Bezeh. No, but look how the Mishum Bura ends off Shaare Tzion. Kiven Sharitze Letzayrach Achilus Shuanik Shabbos. Mikamokim Einam Nevur Lahater. Maybe that's not Mutter. Why? Chiddush Gadol Shaare Tzion. His own Svara. The Efter the Mashu Aisa Pula. What you're doing to get an appetite is refuah. Yeah, chiddush. Mishnah Berurah says that even that's called refuah. The person's not sick. He wants to have an appetite. I'm going to go walking before I eat, so I should have an appetite. Says the Shaare Tzion is telling you that's refuah. Oh, once it's refuah already, then it maybe it's aser. Why is that aser? What does the world think you're doing over here?
What does an appetite
have to
do with refuah?
I know.
It's a connection.
That's what he tells you that you're what that's called refuah. The fact that I don't have an appetite, The healthy thing would be is to have an appetite, I would guess. So now I don't have an appetite. So the fact that I'm doing this to get an appetite is refuah. What do you mean he's a sick person? I don't know about a normal person. He doesn't talk about a sick person. He's telling, I'm reading you the words.
Then you have an appetite different than we do it today.
He doesn't say that's what he's talking about. He says the kavanasa. All he said, he's not talking about a sick person reading the words of the Sharetzin. You're running. You're kavanasa. So we see from here that maybe that's not refuah. Doesn't just mean that you're sick. Refuah means that you're trying to do something to your body to be able to either hear. It's to eat. That's to go to sleep. You're changing something in your body that's called refuah.
We view today having an appetite different than they viewed then. They view having an appetite as refuah then.
I don't know if the mission in the maybe true in the days of the Chafetz Chaim was that what he, that's what it was. That would be or no, maybe that's called right now I should be eating, but I don't have an appetite. See, I'll go for a walk. I'll get an appetite. I don't know. That means if he doesn't, it seems in the Mishnah Berurah that right now this person should have an appetite, and he doesn't. I'm not talking about Saul's case, and maybe he just ate. Then of course he's going to walk, so you want to eat more. You're right,
maybe
then he's not sick.
To help you digest, versus help you have an appetite.
You're helping your body. Here the person, I come home from shul, I don't have an appetite to eat, I'll go walking, I'll have an appetite. He says that it is, let me tell you.
An elderly person
who doesn't start to have, he doesn't say an elderly. I can only read you his words the way he writes it. And he does not go into all of these details. He tells me you're going to have an appetite. Let's assume that he's talking about someone should be sitting down to eat right now. He doesn't have an appetite, so he's going to do something to get the appetite. So you come home, you're ready to eat supper. You come home, and you tell your wife, I don't have an appetite now. Let me go for a walk first. So you should be eating supper now, because that's normal when you eat. That's called refuah, because right now I should be eating. That's what he says. I can't change the words of what he writes. So let's go to the Elia Rabba again. The Elia Rabba also says. Let's remember that Mishnah Berurah starts off right away. The Yesh Machmirin even betil im kavanasi l'samal. That means I am just taking a walk, but I'm doing it because of refuah purposes. Whatever refuah is, according to Mishnah Berurah, I need an appetite. It's also refuah, so that I can't go for a walk, even if it's time just to have an appetite. What is the Eli Rabba's reason? He doesn't say. I looked at Eli Rabba. You'll see over here. The Hainu refuah. That's refuah. Uchiyai gavna misim and shin chavches. To like it has. Okay, it's not like the taz. Clearly what he writes. I'm walking. I'm not running. But if I'm kavana is lis amel, asr. Why? Avol b'magen Avram, the Eli Rabbi himself brings down the magen Avram. If you're not rots mutter. Very difficult to understand what would be the reason for this. If you're walking, it has to be nicker that it's refuah. If it's not nicker that it's refuah, then what could be the isr? Why would it be asr? Even if you're kavana is amel. And the Mishnah doesn't explain. No, I did. It's very hard to find anybody that's explaining this. But there's the Yesh Machmirin in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll try to let's go weiter and try to figure a shot out over here. Just about running itself and jumping, just because I just wanted to finish off all these halachas. Important halacha if it's raining outside. So let's go sif gimel. Someone's walking on Shabbos and there's a pond. Yachal adali. Either you could jump, or you could go around it. Says the Mechaber, Mutev Sheyidali, you should jump instead of going around. Why? Because you should be Memayit Bihilucha. So although jumping we don't do on Shabbos, but here you're doing it because you don't have a choice. Okay, that's a side thing. Let's now go to the Halacha, which is in Shin Chav Ches. Right now we only spend time on Shin Aleph. Shin Chav Ches talks about actual exercise. Let's see what's called exercise. Zakta Mechaber like this, Amos Ablin. What does misamlin mean? We keep on mentioning this concept of misamlin. What did it mean? So you're putting pressure on the guf, so you're working your body, and you're going to sweat. So that it's called refuah. So again, you're doing something to cause yourself to sweat, as we'll see from the Mishnah Berurah. Let's just go straight to the Mishnah Berurah. That's refuah. Hey, lahakshes, I told you before. What do you mean? There's no medications here. Kivin shen kan shayches chikas samanim. Ha yulanu lahater, it should be mutter. Yishloimar, no, because sometimes they would sweat. Al yidei samanim. We're going to pray that you're going to do that. Now, you're going to tell me that today no one takes medications to sweat. But when they wrote the halacha, that's the way the halacha was. And therefore, he says that it would be aser to do. Let's go to the next large letters over here. The hashif shav shayisn le'agia kayach de lahashiv kayach levat alafi yusan. What about, this is also very important, this part of the Mishnah Berurah. They used to do something to the body, so this way they wouldn't be tired. Is that considered refuah or not? Mistapik b'shilti gibayrim. In that, daim el refuah of aser alai. Is that refuah or not? So, I'm tired. I want to do something to take remove the tiredness. Is that considered refuah or not? It's a suffix. Ah, look what he writes here. This is so important to us. The Magen Avraham writes, Tafilu bari gamer. Someone is totally healthy. Im oisa shum refuah. If you're doing kidei l'chazik, as I want to strengthen my body, aser gam b'zeh ein l'hakel. I'm a healthy person. Magen Avraham's telling us, you're a healthy person. I'm doing this, so therefore I am just taking care of my health because I don't want to become weak. That is going to be aser. That's also called refuah. So I'm going to read. Let's read as I did last week with you too. I'm going to read the Piskei Tshuvos. You'll see what he says, and then we'll see what we say. Let's see what he says. You're going for a walk. You want to lose weight. You want to look good. Health reasons. The only way to get that done, although it's not so true, but the only way to get that done is if you're going to go quickly. Take a quick walk. Look what he writes. You shouldn't do it. Why shouldn't you do it? If you are mekel, then you have what to rely on. So let's stop right here again. So who is he quoting? 29. Let's look at 29 on the bottom. The Tali B'day of Deis, Hamuv and Mishnah Berurah, to two Deis. Which two Deis is he talking about? So let's see. Umash Midvarov, from the Mishnah Berurah, it's Mashmid to be Machmir. So which Mishnah Berurah is he quoting? Let's go back. Again, we're in Shin Aleph now. This is in Shin Aleph. And then he brings down the Kafachayim. Well, not, I don't know what it is, that says it's Yilad to be Mekel. He brings the Chazanish. He used to take his walk even on Shabbos too. I'm not sure what he wants from the Chazanish. He went on a regular walk on Shabbos too. That was a regular walk. That's not what he's talking about on top. He's talking about over here, you're doing a walk, which is much more an invigorating walk. So you're brisk, it seems, anyway. Because go back to the Piskei Tshuvos on top, and you'll see, v'mhoilech v'tzadim mehirim. If you're running, because that's what it seems to be talking about, fast steps, u'v'tnuas agu ba'oifen, that it's nikar al lichasay. Everybody can tell that you're doing it for that reason of exercise. Asa l'divrei akol. Everyone holds it to asa. Elim came chayla. Okay, if he's a chayla and he needs to do it, then you're allowed to do medication anyway. I just want Elim to help me out. What is he saying over here? No, I'm not talking about that. He's talking about a chayla shemayis. Let's leave that aside. We're not going walking because of chayla shemayis. Let's read again. Mashamatzi ma'ay bezmanenu. You're going for a walk, and the reason why, if the only reason is because of all these, whether it's to lose weight, and you have to go with a certain, again, mahailach bis'at m'siyam, you are walking fast. Yesh l'mnayim ikach. Then you should hold back. Two deis in the Mishnah Berurah. What are the which two deis in the Mishnah Berurah is he quoting it? So let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. We ourselves saw the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brought down two deis. The two deis were, and Shin Aleph, Sivkot and Zayin. Those are our two deis. There's the Yesh Machmirin. Now you understand. He's telling you, we should be machmir like the Eliyahu Rabbah, although we have no idea why. Again, lefi the Eliyahu Rabbah, it's aser. Lefi everybody else, it seems that it's mutter. Because it's not, first of all, it's not mukha milsa. Running is mukha milsa. If you're going for a walk, is it mukha milsa and I'm doing it for exercise? If you're running, it's mukha milsa. That's why he continues when he says it. If you're running, that's aser l'divrei akol. Who's aser l'divrei akol? Even the first sheet in the Mishnah Berurah, because the first sheet in the Mishnah Berurah is the Magen Avraham and the Taz, they hold that it's only going to be aser when it's nicker. If it's not nicker, even if your kavan is less amel, it's going to be mutter. The Eli Rab holds it's aser. So those seem to be the two sheetas that he's referring to. Chazanit, the Kafachayim's Mashal Lahakil. The Halacha, I have no idea. I don't understand the Eli Rab. It's very hard to understand why the Eli Rab holds it's aser. Maybe the way he's maybe that's what the Piskei Tshuva say means. I'm not even sure if that's what he means. You are going. Let's. Why are most people taking brisk walks? You know why they're doing it. They're not doing it because they enjoy going walking quickly. Maybe some people do. Most people that are doing it, especially if they're wearing sneakers. They're going. They're walking somewhere.
On clouds, then it's okay.
Then right. If they're going to, unless you go to bar, if you're walking to Borough Park, I'm not doing it for exercise. I want to go to a simcha. So maybe that's why it's not so knicker. It's not. Yeah. That's my question, really. If someone's in Marine Park and they're going for a walk, you obviously know why they're doing it. If someone's stamas, they go to Borough Park.
A lot of people enjoy walks.
Right, so that's what we're going to see. We'll see Rav Shlomo Zalman. If they actually enjoy the walk itself, then for sure it can't be us. I'm talking about where I'm walking because I know I have to go walk. I don't enjoy walking.
Why is that? What happened the race of Matar Nacho say it from? Rebbe.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only the Rambam this whole thing. Right? With the
Yeah. If I don't walk one day, nothing's going to happen to me. Nothing's going to happen to me if I don't walk a day. But I do want to show you here, that's why you have to be very careful. Because according to this, he writes that if you're jogging, then it's also a divrei akol. Now, is that really true, that it's also a divrei akol? And so and you look at the bottom of Piskei Tshuva number 30, so he brings down the Shabura Sharetzion, and he writes like this, Im Kabanosik Desha Tov Lachol, and he's Machmir, as we saw. Kvar Metzinu, he brings down others that are Meiko. We're going to see some of the Achrenim that he quotes here, but as you're going to see with me, we're going to learn Shemira Shabbos, because that's ultimately the Sefer that we always, throughout the years, have stuck to. And let's see what Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has to say about jogging, walking, and so on. And then you'll see that it makes much, the Rav Shlomo Zalman's Mahalach fits in more with the way we've been learning over here. So again, understanding the Eliyahu Rabbah, we're having a difficult time understanding, unless the Eliyahu Rabbah says, unless it was nicker. I don't know, it's hard to say. Unless, if you're going, maybe you're walking in such a way where it's nicker. Very, very difficult to say that. So let's see the Rav Shlomo Zalman says like this. You're allowed, definitely, I told you to run and jump if you enjoy that for sure. You can jump rope. Avalisamal to do exercise, Aser. Look at the bottom. Kuvav Shmir Shabbos. He brings the Malamed Lahayil. I have the whole tshuva in Malamed Lahayil. Malamed Lahayil. It's interesting. We used to go to the gym. Malamed Lahayil lived in Germany. He was the rav there, and he talks about doing exercise on Shabbos in the gym. But look at how the Shmir Shabbos says from Shlomo Zalman. The menam in hisamus atzma. If you enjoy the actual hisamus. Maybe it's mutter. Shemati, maybe Shlomo Zalman over. It makes a lot of sense. If the actual jog he's talking about you enjoy, then why should it be aser? What's the issue? I'm having einik. There's an einik Shabbos from this. Oh, the problem is now we're still back to the refuah, but it's not refuah. I'm enjoying it. I'm not doing it because of refuah. The halacha is that if someone is doing something not for refuah, it can't be aser. I'm not doing it for refuah. It can only be asr for refuah if that's really why you're doing it. Like Maishi was saying before, refuah is it's totally in the world, but if I'm not doing something for refuah and the world thinks I'm doing it for refuah, what's the problem? I'm not doing it for refuah. When do we look at the world if I'm doing it for refuah and then the rest of the world, how do they view it? But if I'm not doing it for refuah, then how could it be asr? So if I'm doing it because I actually enjoy it, so then Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to say that it would be mutter. That's and although on the, again the Piskei Tshuva says also divrei akol, it's not also divrei akol because it's if you're doing it according to what we're saying, he himself brings down in the bottom of the Piskei Tshuva is ayin shmirah Shabbos. He doesn't say what shmirah Shabbos says. He doesn't say. Usually he would. Here he doesn't say. He just says ayin shmirah. Then he says look at the Ar Litzion. What we're going to do is we're going to learn from this in Karelitz because he's also one of the psychim that we spent a lot of time on. Let's see what he says about this, about exercise on Shabbos. And then the Olam will come up with the final halacha. So you'll see over here, Prati Dinim, turn over the next page. We have the Prati Dinim. We're going to learn on this in Karelis, and then on Ben Sina Abishol, and we'll come out with the halacha then. It says in Prati Dinim, let's read over there, it says like this, Hisamlus Kadeshi Yagir B'Yazir Aser. You can't do that on Shabbos. Hisamlus Shalanu, he's very clear about this, our Hisamlus, Shiluchilut Tzatzamus, no one's running to sweat. That's not what we're doing. What is that called? We haven't gotten to this yet. What's our exercise calling? In those days, they exercised to sweat. and you want to go sweat, you could sit in the sauna. We're not doing it to sweat. We're doing it because of chilut atzamas, strengthening. That's what chilut atzamas is, strengthening our guf. See, he says efsher. Maybe that's awesome. Maybe not even for sure. Maybe it's aser the dummy l'shifshuf sha'aisin le'agiyakayach. Maybe it's similar to that halacha that in Shulchan Aruch is. So he says maybe. Then he writes avad the amlin. If you want to lift weights, it's something like the machshir nemeshkalis. If you want to lift weights, that's aser for sure. That's of the dechol that you can't do. So someone, unless again it's physical therapy, and maybe you're not, then it could be muti because you're not. It's not of the dechol. You're doing it for health reasons. If someone had to lift weights, then they would be allowed to do that. So we see from over here also that it's not so pasha what our exercise is called. But running, again, is in the halacha. So what is our running called? So let's go further over here. The hay, you'll see there's a hay. Let's do hay now. Lelechas kedarka. You want to take a regular walk? Mutter. That's for sure, mutter. V'im kavanasei l'samel. Yesh machmirin. We still have no idea why. I thought Ramis and Karelis would tell me why. There's still machmirin. What difference does it make your kavan is? What does it look like to the world? But you see, I'm just, the only teretz I can come up with is that it's not so, maybe people do think you go, why do people go for walks today? Most people are going because of refuah purposes, although it's not true. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael it's like that, but let's go weiter. Vav, ha'hoylech al pitzibu ya'roifu. If a doctor tells you that you have to go walking every single day, imu derech tiyo, definitely it's mutter then. Do it derech tiyo. Laretz b'Shabbos, if you're running on Shabbos, in kavanasi, if your kavan is to have an appetite, kasav mishnah brura, it's not so pashat that it's mutter. So once again, if you see that you're missing Krell's, there's a lot of efshers over here. Maybe it's considered our exercise, our running is exercise, maybe it's not. There's
maybe
enough to be.
It's almost a stira, because if you're worried about what people are thinking, running, they zichadon, then here it says efsha that it's us. If you're walking, you want to sweat, then, but other people see you there. So if you're going based on what people look at, then right. The whole thing is a contradiction. If you're going based on the Lamaisa, then it should, both should say go based on what you're in.
No, but maybe, let's say you're running and everybody knows why you're running. What is that called? Is that called refuah or not?
I think you want to, everybody knows you. Anybody looks at somebody running there, they think they're doing it thanks to exercise, to lose weight.
So running, we all agree you can't do because then everybody knows why is the guy doing it? Unless the guy enjoys running.
It should say that.
Right, that's what it's called.
You should say it's usher.
Right. But you see, because if the guy's running, again, it goes after him too. If I'm running because I want an appetite, so then I don't care what the world thinks because, I'm not doing it for a fool.
By refuah, we can go based on what the world thinks.
Oh, again, but if that's what I'm saying to Moshe, but if I'm not doing it for refuah, I don't care what the world thinks. I'm not doing it for refuah, then it's not usher. If what I'm doing is not, I'm not doing it for refuah, I don't care what the world thinks. It's not refuah. It's only going to be also for, we have two problems. We have the running, then we have the other problem with running.
Any of the drinks that the Gemara brings down, that some you're not allowed to, some you are allowed to, because now people who drink it regularly not. But the drinks that will only use refuah.
No, but the Mechaber Paskin, if the Mechaber says that I'm not doing it for refuah, it's mutter. It's only because
if
there's no one else, but I'm doing it for, if I'm not doing it for refuah, it's mutter. I'm not doing it for refuah. Now the Rebbe Tzion Abishol, when he was asked the question, he's totally mutter. He's the other extreme. His amlus kedei lazi also. If you do exercise not to sweat, afshem is amal al yidei kalim. Keep going. You can lift weights according to him. Kavon kvitza mishkaz with every mutter, because that's not the halach in Shulchan Aruch. Hey mutter litzrei. He writes you're allowed to run if in kavanasit lishmar kaisher gufni. So he focuses on sweating. I don't think anybody runs to sweat. If you're not running, so Rabbi Tzion Abishol says, you could do anything that you want to do that is going to be, if it's not sweating, you can lift weights, you can run. He's the other extreme. His extreme is everything's mutter. Right? If you look at Malamed Lahoyel, that was Rabbi Tzvi Hoffman in Europe, so he brings down the way we learned. He brings the Magen Avraham. Interesting enough, let's just go back. I put it in boldly because it does get into what we were just speaking about. Kasav Magen Avraham, b'shoyis imay l'rava y'litzami mutter mashma. If you're doing it for refuah, it's aser. Afal pishu bari, upirish hapim regadim shekava. I want to keep myself healthy, And then he quotes the Mishnah Berurah. That's Chazik Maizgi. What's Chazik Maizgi? But Rav Moshe says Chazik Maizgi is the person is not so healthy. It's like you take vitamins. Some of us could take vitamins daily. We're healthy, we take vitamins. Some of us feel a little schwach, so we take vitamins. Rav Moshe says, if you're mamish healthy and you're taking vitamins, it's mutter. If you're doing it because you feel a little schwach, then it's going to be awesome. He brings down, you can just see how he ends up over there, the Sefer Torah Shabbos, the Afsha Isli Baras Gufay, Shle Yavili De Chayla, mutter, the Chalachili Baras Gufay, that's where it's Achila. Amnam Nira, that's where it's Achila. Ibn Chazik Moshe, Aval Bes Amel, with someone who's being misamal, the Torah Chesatzmoy, nothing wrong with me. So you see that he's the other way. That exercise is aser. I am healthy now. I'm not. There's nothing wrong with me. But that's called chazik maizgi. I'm doing it to stay healthy. Meaning, although it's very shver, we're going to see the Ramosha would seem to be okay. So he writes, but Cain ain't lahatir. Rav Hoffman says, I'm not going to be matir. Lamisha balisha alderach. Whatever this was, I don't know what it was. He talks about those going to the gym. It's an interesting tshuva where he says it's going to cause Eva. I'm not sure what the Eva was over here. Mishum Eva demenal beis halimud yileven b'nei Yisrael. They're not letting them do the exercise on Shabbos. That was what was going on in Germany at that time. You could just imagine what was happening. Rav Moshe Feinstein clearly says.
What year this was this?
This was right before the war. Yeah, it wasn't. Rav Moshe writes, you need iron, so you don't eat meat. You have iron pills. That he also allowed to take on Shabbos because you're not sick. So right now, Baruch Hashem, I'm healthy. What I'm doing now is to stay healthy. Rav Moshe Fine says that is not considered refuah. So if someone's walking now and he's healthy. I just want to stay healthy. How would that anyway be refuah? I'm healthy right now. So that's why those Paiskim that are saying that I'm doing it, yeah, if you're trying to do it to lose weight, oh, okay, so you're doing it, you're not healthy. You're trying to get healthy. I understand. But if we're healthy and we enjoy and we're walking just to, it's good for our heart. It's good for our heart. You're going to tell me that you're sick? That's not l'chazik ma'izgah. L'chazik Maizgir, Rav Moshe clearly is telling you that you need to change something about yourself. So now, and that's what he writes, Mutter Likach B'Shabbos Av She'oysin Shaloya Olol. I don't want to become Shvach. And he says, if there's a vitamin that does both, that would be awesome. Kitzur Maisa, what's the final halacha then?
Maybe there is a difference between Marit Ayin or not Marit Ayin. When you're taking these vitamins, there is no...
He's not even going to Marit Ayin, because if it's Marit Ayin, then you can't do it. Yeah, but he doesn't mention Marit Ayin, because then he's not worried about that. Now, again, we're looking over here, why is the person doing it? It gets back to what Rami said. If you're doing it for health, I'm doing it for not refuah reasons, I don't care what the world thinks. I'm not doing it for refuah. Halacha L'maisa then, does appear from this that stop going for a walk, even if you're doing it, if it's a regular walk, the Eli Rabba, I don't understand. And the Mishnah Berurah says the Yesh Machmirin, even if I'm doing it because I'm losing weight. So I'm going for a regular walk with my wife, I'm going to go walking. L'chaira, that's for sure going to be mutter. Especially if you enjoy the walk, then we have no problem. Taking a brisk walk, if you enjoy it for sure, B'Sham Zalman said we can follow B'Sham Zalman, it's mutter. Especially when we don't even know if that's called refuah or not. I'm not trying to sweat. Now, what about Einig? Okay, so now we're back to what we said. Shalai hiluchach b'Shabbos, hiluchach b'chol. But at the end, we always have the Magen Avraham, that if at the end I'm going to feel good about myself, I'm allowed to do it anyway. Because then I don't have to be worried. Yes, the Taz holds, you have to enjoy it right now. But if you don't hold like the Taz and you don't like the Magen Avraham, then anyway it's going to be muti. You look at the conclusion, at the end I'm going to be happy. If you're not happy at the end, okay, then don't go walking in the first place. To go running, for sure, we see that L'chaira is going to be a problem. I don't know, there are a few people that enjoy running itself, but for most of us that do not enjoy running, and it's not really, you don't even gain anything by running really, because you burn the same amount of calories. If you're going to walk quickly, and you go a little, you do the same amount, you're going to lose the same amount anyway. So I don't think the running helps you anyway. All it does is going to help make us have a knee replacement at a younger age. The what?
Heartbeat quicker.
I don't know. Makes your heart beat quicker, and therefore what?
No, it exercises your heart.
And if I walk quickly, it doesn't exercise my heart?
Your heartbeat doesn't go up as much. No, it doesn't.
Okay, so then there's a reason to do it. But I'm not enjoying it. Right, okay. So if you're going to tell me that's better, then Ein Chanami. to go it on a brisk walk, we see over here, if you enjoy it, so then for sure, I'm enjoying it anyway. So, and if you don't, if you're walking quickly to wherever you're going, it's mutter anyway. I'm not doing it for a fool. That's for sure. So if I have to go to Borough Park and I want to walk, put on my sneakers, and I want to walk fast to Borough Park, what's the problem? It's not a problem anyway. I'm not doing it, Lisamo. I'm not doing it because I want an appetite. I'm doing it because I have to get somewhere. So then for sure, I'm allowed to do it.
The problem isn't sweating. The problem is doing it to sweat.
The problem is doing it to sweat, right? If you're going to learn like Darlitzia, it's anyway mutter, because no one's doing. Who does it to sweat? So he would anyway hold its mutter. So definitely to take a brisk walk. So yes, if you're going to go to Marine Park and everybody knows, well, why are you doing it then? So if the person enjoys it, in a Hanami, you're allowed to do it anyway. If the person doesn't enjoy it, so then we're going to. And so the people see. Now we have a question over it. The people do see you doing it. They know why you're doing it. Why are you doing it? You're doing it for health reasons. If you're a Nissen Karel, it's questionable if that's going to be considered refuah or not. So lalocha, there's definitely what to be lenient on, but running, not allowed. Brisk walk, definitely allowed if it's not for exercise. Walking, even if you're doing it for exercise, I also seems to be okay, except for the Al Yaraba that we don't really understand. And if it's a brisk walk and you're doing it for exercise reasons, so now we do have a shayla in halacha, is it mutter or not? So I would recommend, therefore, enjoy your walk. Enjoy while you're doing it. Go with someone, don't do it yourself. Enjoy it, then you would be allowed to do it because you're having an ayinig from the walk itself. If not, then there's reasons, there are paiskin that seem to say that you should not do it. Rav Shlomo Zalman is also mashma not to do it if you're not enjoying the walk. Shkayach.